The first thing about five daily practices is the word practice. Everything that I teach is based off of one theory in physics, is energy does three things. Energy has three characteristics. It aggregates on itself. So if we know that all energy, time, space, behavior, money, it's going to aggregate on itself with consistency, daily practice. So more of what you want comes to you. And it's a matter of your intention, which has five levels of you're going to do everything you can in the trajectory of what you want, say everything you can, which is what Lacey was talking about. Remember, our words are really important. Prefer you don't say this. You're going to think it, right? Anybody's read Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich is based off of that specific intention. Then we have belief, which is determined, believe it or not, by time. Right? Time's an energy. So how do we know how much we believe in something? How much time we spend in doubt concerning that matter? That's the only way. So how can you measure guilt, David? Well, last week I spent this much time feeling guilty. This week I spent less. I must believe more. Time is essential, which is why I call them daily, which involves 24 hours of man-made constructive time, which is from the time light leaves the sun until it reaches earth. This is math. And practices allow you to take the advantage of the energy, behavior, money, all of what we do that creates more belief, which then creates the final and fifth and most powerful intention called feeling. In spirit, inspired. Things come through me when I'm in spirit, inspired. I'm actually, and I use Dr. David as an example. The reason what he does resonates with me so much is he said, well, Dave, I'm just clearing the interference between you and the life source. Oh, that's why I feel better. You're putting me at ease and taking away the dis-ease with your funky little light and your pressure points and all the things that you guys do. I don't know why, but I know why at a higher level. I wouldn't know how to do it. I don't know why that airplane flies in the air, that 777, but at a high level, I do. I know why it stays in the air. You guys know how to keep the plane in the air. So when we're looking at daily practices, we first have to understand how energy works because we want to take advantage of it. And the way we take advantage of energy is daily. To think, to do, say, think, feel, and believe and feel. And feel's the last way we know we're aligned with. You cannot say things negative and feel good. You can't think negative thoughts and feel good. You can't do bad things and feel good. You can't believe or not have doubt and feel good. So all of this alignment, the last construct of the alignment is, I know because this feels good. It resonates with me. I'm inspired. I have as much energy as anyone on earth, and so do you. It's that simple. I have as much energy as anyone on earth. I'm just practicing figuring out what I'm doing to interfere with it. That's why I think that the premise faith is so important to me, that there's something omniscient, all-powerful, unified, infinite, abundant, whatever you want to define it as, religiously, spiritually, theoretically, or philosophically. Right? If I believe there's something bigger than me that knows everything and loves me more than my mom, I'm set. I just got to figure out what I'm doing to interfere with all that I've been granted or given. And daily practices are how we take advantage of clearing the interference between me and what I want. Because my mom, no matter what I want, my mom, who doesn't know everything, by the way, sometimes she thinks she does, my mom does love me unconditionally. And so if I ask my mom, Mom, I want to be the president of the United States. And if my mom knew everything, she would do everything possible to give me that if she knew that that was going to be good for me. But if she thought that would be bad for me, even though I wanted it in my deepest thoughts, I want this, she would do everything she could to keep me not to be president of the United States. It's that simple. And so humility plays a big role in understanding what we're talking about just daily practices. What am I going to do, say, think, believe, and feel today in the trajectory of what I think I want in radical humility that I don't know what I don't know, but I best know what I think I want today because that's going to make me more productive, accessible, and gracious, more value, more accessible to others and the source and receiving what I want and with gratitude, finding the light, the love, and the lessons because it's the lessons that will clear the interference between me and the source. So if I practice in the context of energy, aggregating more of what energy I want and get rid of all the interference between the energy that I want in me, I'm going to aggregate more money, more good behaviors, more time, more space, all of these things that are scientific in the man-made construct of time, in life circumstances, not the grand infinite that we can't really participate in. We could try, but we're too small to understand infinite because we have a difficult time thinking plus one. Give me anything that you think is infinite. I'll say, oh, yeah, you think that's infinite? Add one to it, right? And guys like Ed Milet have written books about that to perplex you or challenge you to keep on saying plus one because that's what the understanding of infinity is in abundance. So the second characteristic of energy is a beautiful one, and it's what these guys were talking about with their business. It's what I talk about in building my brand. If you have daily practice that you enjoy, consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential with this open-minded trajectory idea, your aggregate energy is going to give you exponential outcomes. See, if you do things every once in a while, I call it the extra mile every once in a while. Dave, I gave 3 hours on Saturday. I went to this mastermind for 3 days, Sean, and I spent all this money. I went the extra mile. And then you don't do it every day. You don't diet every day. Not at the same level, right? We're not going to go, 8 hours on a Saturday every single day because that's going to end in zero. But you also don't want to do one on Saturday and then one on Thursday, not in the alignment of intention. Why? Because 1 + 1 = 2. If you do something consistently every day, it's 1, then 2, then 4, then 8, and then 16. But you have to be able to surrender to time that it's going to happen in a different way at a different time than you would want it to. Because those are just man-made constructs. What you want, the way you want it, and the time it's going to take is a man-made construct. It has nothing to do with a unified, abundant, infinite system of thought. So statistically, the best thing I can do is practice every single day what I think I want by doing, saying, thinking, believing, and feeling in the trajectory of what I think I want. And then the final one is the one that at least appeases human nature the best, is not only will your energy, time, space, money, behavior, aggregate, not only will it give you exponential results, but it will accelerate. Acceleration is a key component for human desire because what we desire is instant results. And that's why I call gratitude of the future faith, because the more faith you have, the more you'll practice, the more practice, the things will happen faster and give you an indication that your behaviors or your money or your energy is worth it. And in this context, I suggest to people to realize that no matter what you do, say, think, feel, and believe, that it has an instant result. And it's called progress. Progress towards what you're doing, saying, thinking, believing, and feeling. That is certain in my mind. That whatever I'm doing, saying, thinking, believing, and feeling, I'm progressing towards. I'm not attracting it because I'm already it. See, this is where that law of attraction got funky in my mind, that I somehow had a source power that I could attract. It would come to me. No, it's already there. I'm just interfering with it. And I know that the progress that I receive by thinking, saying, doing, feeling, believing, by practicing that every day is going to clear the interference between me and what I'm faithful to be a part of. Something bigger than me that protects and promotes me at all times, loves me, what's the best for me. And I want to utilize energy at its highest form to aggregate, give me exponentiality and accelerate into my life to give me some indication that my faith is true. So these 5 daily practices are in its essence a habit machine. It's a mechanism that I tell myself every day, this is what I want today, contained by 24 hours of time, in a trajectory of what I think I want in the future, in the infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that I'm already a part of. To do so, we start with the difference between where most people in the world live and nothingness, like Sean said, a tube, food in, food out, and a possibility. Every day I set my possibilities by asking myself, what do I want with the 24 hours I've been given? Personally, what do I want? Experientially, what do I want? Giving-wise, what do I want? And receiving-wise, what do I want? And I balance it with my life circumstances. Understanding today, for me, my life circumstances was I was at 2 a.m. doing a private coaching group in California, well, California time, and I was doing a meetup, had to be packed to leave at 8 a.m. to leave at 7 a.m. To leave at 9. And so those were my life circumstances. And so as I studied what I wanted today, the percentages of what I would do personally, experientially, giving and receiving vary. They just vary. But the one thing that doesn't vary that's so important of knowing what you want is I first set my non-negotiables. Because I understand how energy works. It aggregates, it gives me exponentiality, and accelerates. So I start with the one thing that's most important to me, my health. If I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of anyone else. So I give it, utilizing time as a dependent variable, a minimum of an hour a day. So as I look at my calendar, I put a minimum of an hour a day on my health. And I put down in there how productive, accessible, and gracious I can be with the activity toward my health, which includes balance, stretching, cardio, meditation, diet planning, all of these different things that I want to aggregate, give me exponentiality and acceleration in my life so that I'm here longer and I have more energy to be of service and of value to the people that are most relative to me. It's not rocket science, but the simple things to do are unfortunately simple not to do. So then, through the context of knowing what I want, I've taken my nothingness, which is where I'll end, by the way, and I'll have a possibility for my day, already more inspirational. Is your mathematic mind capable of realizing that I have a quantitative advantage over other people, especially in the realm of inspiration? If you want to live your day in nothingness, sure, like it seems like you're going to be stuck compared to a possibility. You have a possibility of winning $1 million in the lottery. Woo, that's inspiring. But what if I told you I could take the possibility and make it your probability? What if when you bought a lottery ticket, I said, you know what? It's probable you're going to win. That's really inspiring to me. That's enough to get me juiced through my entire day. So when I look at what I want, my non-negotiable health, then what's most, the people, right? The reason I want to be healthy is for the people most relative to me, the people that feed me the most, that I can feed more to, because you can't give more with less. One of the common mistakes that healthcare providers don't understand, that they can't give more with less. They think they're doing yourself a favor by getting less so they can give more. Stupid. It's mathematically impossible. You need more. And in a value add world, an infinite world, and more than enough of everything for everyone, you're doing yourself a favor by asking for more. That's why great closers are great closers, because they know they're providing value. They're not in a zero sum game. They're not overselling, back and selling, cheating, lying, and manipulating. They're trading. None of that shit. They're providing value, and they're inspiration and intuition and intelligence are resonating with other people. And they're like, wait a second, he's not asking, he's giving to receive. I give to receive, or receive to give. They're both the same. And those who witness it receive the same as well. So in the context of non-negotiables, I have a minimum of an hour a day on my health. And then I spend a minimum of 30 minutes with Julie, minimum of 30 minutes with my 13-year-old son, minimum of 2 minutes a day with my three daughters, 19, 21, 24. I get more shit on the internet for that because people don't hear what I'm saying, right? It's not what I say, it's what they hear. So that you only spend 2 minutes a day. First of all, if I spend 2 minutes a day with my kids every day without missing a day, I'll get a better relationship than you spending 2 hours on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I spend a minimum non-negotiable of 2 minutes a day with each of my daughters. And I asked for five. but I'm utilizing my time in the context of practicing aggregation, exponentiality, and acceleration, even with my relationships. A minute a day with my mom. I know this is repetitive for some of you, but this is always, to me, one of the greatest pieces of advice that I give to people is that if you want to heal a fractured relationship with someone, especially your mom, then tell your mom every day, it takes about a minimum of a minute, the four things that heal the relationship with your mom to give her security in what she wants out of you, what feeds her the most. I call my mom every day, and I'll call her at my next break to tell her, Mom, I'm so healthy. I didn't get COVID. I'm so happy. I get choked up. I've never been happier in my life. And I'll talk to her and get choked up because I want her to know the truth. I'm not just, hey, how you doing, honey? Oh, I'm fine. Like, I want her to know emotionally how fucking happy I am. I want her just to know that every day I'm so blessed to be doing this here. Like, it's incredible. Then I tell her that I love her. And I tell her I appreciate her, that she adds value to my life. You, most of you are parents. That's all I want for my children, to be happy and healthy, to love me and appreciate me, to do their best, learn lessons, and have fun. Everything else will take care of itself. Why? Because I'm part of something bigger than me that knows everything and loves me more than my mom. And I will challenge all of you, if you can tell me one variable of something better to have faith in than that in its simplest form, please tell me because I'll do it. I challenge myself every day. Is there something foundationally that's going to, you know, inspire me more than thinking there's something bigger than me that knows everything and loves me more than my mom? How set am I and you? So those non-negotiables now, I added one since the last time we did the mastermind, by the way, which has been really incredible. I added a minimum of 10 minutes a day to reach out to people that I have not seen that I love. That's made a huge difference. Not the same people every day, right? It's not my friend Kenny in Ohio every single bug the shit out of him. But just, I want to aggregate, compound. I don't even call Sean every day, and he's my best friend. But I aggregate those relationships, get exponential results from it, and accelerate it for the people that I care about. I give them a little different meaning of my past so that I don't create interference between who I am today because of the meaning that I give my past, my successes, failures, defining moments, because I'm checking in with those people and allowing them to connect to me at a different level. So if you add up that much time just to start, you know, when people say, I don't have time, well, I got an hour, and then we have, you know, an hour with my wife and Miles, then an additional 7 minutes with my three daughters and my mom, and then it becomes 17 minutes. So I have an hour for working out, an hour plus the 17 minutes. So 2 hours and 17 minutes a day. Don't miss it. Because it's the first thing I put in. And if you want to know the energy I put into just that 2 hours and 17 minutes, it's as if, you know, my favorite president would call me and say, hey, I need 2 hours and 17 minutes of your time today. It'd be amazing how much I cancel if that happened. Mm-hmm. So I treat it as that important. So that's just in there. That is non-negotiable. Then I add in on top of it, 10 minutes to study the calendar, and we'll get to why. A minimum of 10 minutes to study my time, to be productive, accessible, and gracious with my 24 hours a day and a trajectory of what I think I want. So now we're at 2 hours and 27 minutes. And then what I've done as well as an added one is that I believe in an unwinding routine with my sleep. So I block out 7 hours a day. That includes my unwinding routine and the sleep part. The purpose of my sleep is two things: to be recover, which you guys understand better than me, but also to access information, which is why I meditate from 4 a.m. to 4:20, the first thing when I wake up, because meditation for me went from teaching myself, and it took a long time, embarrassing enough, just to sit still. Then it became being quiet, Like literally my meditation was do whatever the hell I wanted, but I couldn't move. I could talk to you on the phone, on speakerphone. I could watch TV. I could listen to an audio book. Then it became be quiet and sit still. And that took a long time. Then it became awareness and practice as I sat there quietly and still what I was aware of in three realms. Intelligently, what ideas, concepts came to me, which is where most people get stuck because then they start overanalyzing and forcing logic into an emotional realm. Two was intuition, which is dictated by feelings, it's emotions, and then inspiration, the spirit itself. And so in the realm of this 7 hours, I'm not only putting myself in the best position mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally to recover, but also to access. And then I'm utilizing meditation today, not even in awareness, but in transcendence, that I'm able to transcend the intellect, the intuition, and the inspiration from the greatest amount of time where my ego is not interfering with the truth, my potential. So I'm setting myself up to plateau, not live yourself like a tube in nothingness. And so now, adding that 7 hours in, I'm at 9 hours, right, in 27 minutes. Hmm? Oh, really? All right, let me just do this 1 minute, and I'll be there. To the realm, though, think about this, and then we'll go with the other daily practices, is when you tell yourself you don't have enough time, if that's all I did in a day, I would be more passionate, purposeful, and profitable than anyone in the room if all I did was spend that amount of time, 9 hours and 27 minutes. But guess what? Man-made construct gave me 24 hours. Imagine what we can do when you add the difference in there, right? Over 14 hours of time. Over 14 hours of time that I can be productive, accessible, and gracious, doing, saying, thinking, feeling, believing in a trajectory of where I think I want to be. And have all the important things to me taken care of, my health, my relationships, all of these things, the activity I get paid for, the activity I don't get paid for, and my access to source. I'm going to teach you, we're only on step one, how we can take not only the nothingness and make it a possibility, but a probability into your perspective, into your reality, not only into your reality, but how to apply your why to your reality, not search for it, which puts you in the majority of the time in an inspired state. Will you spend minutes and moments outside of it? Yes, every day. Mm-hmm. Will you get kicked in the face 8 to 10 times in a day? Absolutely. But it's only going to hurt for minutes and moments, not days, weeks, months, and years. That's the purpose of this.